I'm Grant Stinchfield. I'll tell you, I just read a letter that I absolutely love. No climate crisis. Wait a second. We're being told every day, being banged over our heads, that there is most certainly a climate crisis going on and that we've got to spend all kinds of money to stop the climate crisis, that the world's going to end if we don't stop the climate crisis, that sometimes we get too much rain, and then in order to fit the narrative, sometimes we're in a drought, so I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold. So this is why they call it climate change, not global warming anymore. See, because when it gets too cold, and then when it gets too hot, and then when it rains too much, and then it rains too little, and then when it snows, and when it doesn't snow, see, all of the normal fluctuations of Mother Nature, well, that doesn't fit into the narrative of the Earth is dying. And we've got to do something, namely, a.k.a. spend money, to stop the Earth from dying. So when I read this letter from 1,600 scientists insisting to California's Air Resources Board that there is no climate crisis and that the annual precipitation in California has fluctuated greatly over the last 150 years with only a slight decrease. So they also go on to say that California has a record low level of air pollution that are below the threshold of human health effects. All right. He, this guy, James Enstrom, is one of the 1,600 scientists that signed the letter to CARB. So this is phenomenal because it's 1,600 scientists. Remember, the left is the group that counts. The 1,000 scientists, whatever it was, they talk about every scientist believes in climate change and they cite this one letter. Well, now I hope they cite this letter. Would you like to go through some of the bullet points? And of course, you can weigh in on this along the way if you want to, 855-785-8255, because it really gets to the I'm going to say, not so much hypocrisy, but it gets to just how devious the left is in order to get what they want. And really what they want is a big government that spends a lot of money and spends money with their folks enriching their pockets, meaning solar panel manufacturers, a.k.a. China, wind farm manufacturers, big money donors, and the like. So this claim of no climate crisis in California, really it goes for the whole country, is verified by scientific data, okay, compiled by the CO2 Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization with the goal of determining and propagating facts regarding carbon dioxide and the climate. Now, here are some of the key findings of this group. Modest warming in California is beneficial and not cause for concern. Globally, more people have died from the cold than from the heat since 2000. Do you hear what I just said? Now, I've done a podcast on this. Go to GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. We did this. So the cooler temperatures, more people die as a result of the Earth getting colder in certain parts of the world than they do getting warmer. But that is something you will never hear from the climate zealots. There has been an increase in agricultural production. The combination of lengthened growing seasons from warming and increased CO2 concentrations has contributed to the increase. So remember, carbon dioxide is supposed to be so bad. Well, apparently it's necessary for our crops to grow. And this group goes on to say that CO2 is most certainly essential. Now, if you go back to biology class in, what, sixth grade, seventh grade, what, do you remember what CO2 is used for? Or what needs CO2? Plants. Plants need CO2. Sunlight, water, nutrients, all of it produces oxygen and carbon dioxide, which are essential to both plant life and human life. But again, they want you to think everything is bad. Now, extreme levels of it is not good, but we're not nearly close to extreme levels. So exposing plants, this is from the scientists. Exposing plants to higher concentrations of CO2 increases their growth, it increases food production, and drought resistance. And lo and behold, maybe the best of all, it makes Earth greener. Now, we know California can get awful brown, right? You come through the middle of summer, drive up in the mountains, start going up there to Ojai, and you drive through, and it's brown. And it can get wildfire season. But it's no more brown than it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. This group of 1,600 scientists that wrote the California Air Resources Board, CARB as it's described, say there is no risk or danger of an unusual drought. The annual precipitation in California has fluctuated greatly over the last 150 years with only a slight decrease. Now, they make that claim, folks, based off of numbers, math, statistics, and literally the numbers of rainfall. They don't pick and choose the time frame. See, what the left loves to do is they'll say, okay, there's a drought, and they'll pick the time frame from 2016 to 2024. Well, in the history of the Earth, you can't pick, you know, an 8-year time frame like that. What you've got to do is you got to pick a large time frame, like 150 years, and then compare it and see where we're at. Did you know in California, ski resorts are experiencing more snow than ever before? Again, this is based off of the data. 21 of 22 ski resorts in California had increasing snowfall from 2012 to 2023. Now, how do you explain that? Because California is supposed to be in a drought. So maybe you can't explain it. California is in no danger of drowning. North Spit, California has the highest rate of sea level rise. Wait a second. You're telling me the sea level has risen in one area of California? And you ready for how much? I mean, this is a huge number. 0.005 meters per year. 0.005. How do you even measure that? 0.005 meters for the year, or 1.64 feet in 100 years, which is easily mitigated. So in 100 years, in North Spit, California, the sea levels have risen 1.64 feet. Look out, it's a tsunami. They're coming through. Repeat, Dan. So you have less natural disasters over the years, significantly reduced the number of wildfires and acres burned. You hear this? You wouldn't know this from looking at the mainstream media. Less wildfires and acres burned reported in the United States and globally. California has infrequent tornadoes. No landfalling hurricanes from 1851 to 2023. No hurricanes have landed from 1851 to 2023. No tropical depression from 1950 to 2023. And tropical storms are rare in California, with the last two reported in 2023 and 1997. Folks, this is what I'm talking about. The climate lie. And it's exposed by 1,600 actual scientists, not fake scientists paid off by the solar power industry. It's the kind of stuff that's fascinating. 855-785-8255. Hey, folks, I want to tell you, of course, about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. Midas Gold Group, of course, is getting it done when it comes to precious metals. We see the uncertainty in the world. We know that things are going crazy. We know that the time is now when it comes to you needing to protect your finances, safety, security. When you look at an overreaching government, a tyrannical government that can literally press a button and freeze your bank account, wouldn't you like to buy gold, hide it in your gun safe, put it in your backyard, bury it? I don't care what you do with it, but start hoarding it. And it's about taking control of your personal finance situation and hedging your bets a little bit. How do you get in touch with Midas Gold Group? Just call at MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. 855-322-GOLD is the number, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. Pay them a visit. Grant Stinchfield here. So happy you're along with me. Javier, what does Joe Biden say? Baccaria? Javier Becerra, HHS Secretary, Health and Human Services Secretary. He's planning a run for California governor. This appears to be what he is doing. Now, this guy is like every other Biden administration official. He's a total ding-dong. And now he's going to run for governor in California, go figure, to try to replace another ding-dong, which would be Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, though, I will say, I think is smarter than Javier Becerra. But Javier Becerra, like most Democrats, are very devious, okay? There is a new report out. It's the 2024 annual report of the Board of Trustees of the Federal Hospital Insurance Trust Fund and the Federal Supplementary Medical Insurance Trust Fund. Oh, boy, you say, Stinchfield, you're really laying it on us this morning. What an exciting segment. Well, I would offer you up this before you just glaze over and glass over after listening to this. It's about the solvency of Medicare. All right. It looks to me that Medicare is going to go broke very, very soon. Well, this report makes an assertion that the Medicare solvency has been extended for 5 more years than the original 2023 projection. Now, wait a second. We were told that Medicare was supposed to go busted last year. Now we're told it will not go broke until 2036. And magically, the 2023 report projected that the solvency of Medicare program would be 2031. Now, 3 years later, the date projected in the 3 years later, the date projected in 2022. So you see what happens? Folks, we know this country is going further in debt. So let me review this. In 2022, they say we're solvency till 2031. In 2023, now they say Medicare solvent until 2036. They keep increasing it under the Biden administration as we continue to spend more money, as more people dip into these entitlement programs. How are you extending it? We're told we are increasing our deficits, not decreasing it. We're increasing our debt, not decreasing it. So how is this happening? I believe the whole thing's a setup job. I believe he is concocting this report with made up numbers. For what reason? For the sole reason to dupe you into thinking he's doing a great job as Health and Human Services Secretary. So when he has ambitions to run for governor in 2026, he can say, look at me, I got Medicare solvent for another 5 years. But here's the reality. This Javier Baccaria guy, he's the one that literally doubled down on these COVID policies. And Gavin Newsom followed his lead and Fauci's lead and everybody else's lead. Now, remember, Becerra has no health-related experience. He was a member of Congress for 25 years. Then he gets appointed California Attorney General, which is a strange appointment, by the way. It doesn't make any sense. And then he gets up in all of these entanglements, I guess you'd call it. He was up to his eyeballs, as the California Globe writes, in the House Democratic Caucus Pakistani Awan Brothers congressional IT scandal. Then Congressman Xavier Baccaria, Becerra.
Javier Baccaria.
Exactly, Mr. President. The caucus chairman. He gave a fake server to the cops in order to obstruct their investigation. So this guy gets caught with everything, and he's attorney general. He becomes attorney general and then ultimately the leader of Health and Human Services with no health care experience. So now he rigs this report that comes out. Folks, we are in bad shape as a nation. Do you know I would call it a debt spiral, which is now closely becoming a death spiral. So the Biden administration will tell us our deficit is $1.6 trillion, meaning when we spend everything for the year, we're $1.6 trillion short. Okay? So Biden says it's $1.6 trillion in debt, but it looks like $3 trillion. That's an additional debt payment of $100 billion interest. $100 billion worth of interest. How in the world are we going to pay for that? Now, here's the other dirty little secret through all of this. The other dirty little secret through all of this is that we never pay off our debt. We never fully pay it off. What we end up doing is rolling over debt. So when bonds come through, right? And you have these bonds and they come to maturity. The reality is when the bonds come to maturity, we roll it over. So we never pay down the debt. We just renew the debt. This year in 2024, we are set to renew $8 trillion worth of debt being rolled over. Many believe that number will be close to $10 trillion of debt being rolled over. Now, at 5% interest, that's $500 billion we're paying on interest. Do you know when it comes to personal income taxes? Personal income taxes, that's 60% of all personal income taxes collected by the federal government goes to pay off our debt, goes to pay off the interest of our debt. See, I shouldn't even say that goes to pay off our debt because we're not paying down any principal. In fact, we're not getting back. We're not getting back to the basics of no debt. What do we tell every family out there to do? Pay down your debt. Right? Get out of debt. The debt trap is horrible. Yet as a federal government, we're not doing it. Now, I want to make this clear too. The family analogy is not always great because debt can be a good way to leverage. But you still have to be paying it off. You don't ever always want to be just paying the interest alone. If I'm a businessman and I got $100,000 here, I could buy a business cash for $100,000 or I could put 10% down on a $1 million business. The $1 million business is earning $300,000 and the $100,000 business is earning $30,000. I put $100,000 up to earn $30,000 or I put $100,000 up to earn $300,000. Which is a better return on my money? Of course, the return of $300,000. Now I might have some debt, but you pay that off as you go. So debt can be a good thing as long as you don't get caught in the debt trap, which is what happens to so many Americans out there. The debt trap is very, very real. And so this is the problem where we are, and it doesn't look like we're getting out of it anytime soon. And Javier Becerra is certainly part of that problem. Folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant is where I want you to go. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile is getting it done for so many conservatives. It is most certainly about America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I was talking to my friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He says his cell phone company, Verizon, wanted to give all of his text messages to Nancy Pelosi's unjust January 6th committee. You think Patriot Mobile is going to do that? They're going to do everything they can in their power to fight giving up those text messages. I know this because I know these guys. PatriotMobile.com. And guess who else uses Patriot Mobile? Dr. Gorka does. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. I promise you, you will not be disappointed with them. All right? I promise you that. Folks, as we look at what's going on with President Trump, I just want to make a couple statements on this. Do not feel sorry for President Trump. He wouldn't want you to feel sorry for him. What he'd want you to do is get motivated by the persecution he's going through. What President Trump would want is he wants fighters surrounding him. He needs our help right now. Look, he's going up in the poll numbers. Joe Biden comes out recently and says that the poll numbers are all a lie. You believe this? They're not a lie. Trust me on this. The poll numbers are right. In fact, the poll numbers have a history of underestimating President Trump's support. Okay? Underestimating it. So if it shows President Trump up by 5 or 6%, he's probably up by 9 or 10%, maybe even more. So what President Trump needs from all of us right now is our help to get out there, motivate your friends and family to vote. We've got to have the turnout so big, even the cheating will not be able to overcome the turnout. It's sad we're at a point in time in America where we have to say that, but it is very, very true. And so as this trial continues to unfold in New York, I want to be very clear. I have a real, real good feeling that President Trump is going to be acquitted in this. I'm one of the only ones saying this. We know that the jury is 97% Democrat. The whole city's Democrat. Alvin Bragg has rigged it. He's not proved anything. But I've got a real good feeling. Acquittal is on the horizon. It's not even need to be appealed because these jurors are going to see the case just isn't there. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. I so appreciate you joining me today. It's been a great pleasure having you along for the ride. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. See you on America's Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Take care, everybody.